蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。在我们每个人的人生当中呢，总会要经历一些遗憾，又或者是没有办法得到满足的一些的愿望。如果是因为自己的错误选择或者是错误的行为造成的呢，我们往往会说早知如此何必当初。如果是面对一些与生俱来或者一直不曾有过甚至未来也没有希望的事情呢，我们往往会发挥自己的想象力，顺便说一句，如果我有会怎么样。我想这个就是我们人内心一种对完美也好，或者是对自我满足的一种需要。在今天呢，我们继续要来进行超乎想象这个题目的内容。在前面几期，查尔斯跟我们分享过许多超乎想象的事物，让我印象最深刻的莫过于巴尔特·米拉尔德和他父亲的故事。在我之前看《超乎想象》这一部电影的时候呢，当我看到巴尔特·米拉尔德做出了《我只能想象》这首诗歌那个过程的时候，我内心呢就泛出了一些的念头。这个念头是什么呢？不知道巴尔特·米拉尔德他所想象的是什么呢？他难道是在想象说自己的父亲跟自己道歉，自己的父亲跟自己的关系非常的融洽，以至于他自己有一个快乐的童年，甚至呢是想象自己的妈妈没有离开自己的身边，一家三口呢非常幸福美满的生活下去。当然我们在诗歌当中并没有看到这一类内容的体现，但我想这个一定是他曾经想象过的，只不过是父亲曾经那些暴力的行为，那些残酷的那种情绪的表达让他不敢想象。而当有一天神真的修复了他们的关系的时候呢，他想象的反而是上帝的荣耀。为什么呢？因为那些曾经他不敢想象的事情已经成了现实，他不需要再想象了，他跟他父亲已经成了最好的朋友，已经建立了非常好的父子的关系，他不需要再想象了，他能想象的只有上帝的荣耀，因为他知道这是上帝的恩典和荣耀帮助他实现了这个从来不敢想象的愿望。不管怎么说，我们实在是在巴尔特·米拉尔德他的身上看到了超乎想象的事情，我们也透过他看到了超乎想象的神。今天要来分享的内容呢，是超乎想象这个题目的最后一篇。接下来让我们听听查尔斯会带给我们什么样的分享。
Before we dig into God's word, I want to bring my assistant on for just a moment with us. I've asked her to share how God has been her father, even when she didn't have one.
在开始思想神的话语之前，我想让我的助理来说说神如何在他失去父爱的日子里成为他的天父。
Well, Tamara, you grew up in a home without a father.For many, that could have been devastating. But you've told me that the Lord was always there with you as your father. Do you mind sharing a little about that with us, please?
Yeah, growing up, I had never met my father. And it was just my mom who raised both my brother and I. So growing up, my mom was a believer. And she had always reiterated how we did have a father, one that would...always be there for us and never let us down and one we could always rely on. So it wasn't really a thought in my mind that I didn't have a father. My whole life growing up, I was very much aware that I had a father in heaven and he was perfect and he was caring for me now here, every day of my life. So I think it was really a lot of my mom's spiritual wisdom in our lives in reminding us of how we do have a perfect father. And I never felt as if I was without or I was missing out on something because I saw God as my father, one who cared for me in ways that even people's earthly fathers didn't care for them.
唐马若，我知道你从小没有父亲，对很多人来说呢，这会是很大的打击。但是你跟我说过，神一直像个父亲那样与你同在。你能说说自己的经历吗？
我从来没有见过我的亲生父亲，是我母亲独立把我和哥哥抚养长大的。我母亲是个基督徒，她一再地告诉我们，我们有一位天父，天父会永远与我们同在，天父不会撇下我们，我们可以放心倚靠他。所以我不会常常想着自己没有父亲，我一直感觉到我有个天父，他是最完美的，时时刻刻都看顾着我。我母亲这样教导我们，真是很有属灵的智慧。我从来也不觉得自己有什么缺憾，因为我看神是我的天父，他对我们的看顾比很多人地上的父亲还要全面。
What an encouragement. Well, last year, Tamara, you got married. I was there. What a beautiful wedding to Dale. But it could have been a sad time without your earthly father to walk you down the aisle. But it turned out a very joyous, happy wedding. How did the Lord minister to you during that special time?
Yeah, it definitely was something that was important, even trying to decide who would walk me down the aisle and the father-daughter dance. But I think that's just the way that God provides is I was able to actually share a really special moment with my brother when he walked me down the aisle. And even the father-daughter dance, I did that with my brother and my uncle as well, who I grew up with. So God just provides for us in every aspect of life. And it was a great time of celebration. There wasn't even a moment on my wedding day where I thought, man, I wish I had a dad because God had put really important people in my life that I loved sharing those moments with, that I enjoyed sharing the father-daughter dance with people in my life that I loved.
你的分享真是振奋人心。去年我参加了你的婚礼，真的很棒。但是没有地上的父亲带你走到礼堂前面，本来可能让你不开心的，但是结果婚礼上还是充满了欢乐。这件事上神如何祝福你的呢？
对，谁来带我走到礼堂前面呢？婚礼习俗中的妇女共舞怎么安排呢？这些的确非常重要，但也正好使我经历了神的预备。哥哥带我走到礼堂前方，我很高兴他能参与我生命中这个珍贵的时刻。至于妇女共舞的环节，除了哥哥之外，还有陪我长大的舅舅一同参与。神就是这样供应了我们生活每一个方面的需要。我的婚礼真是很棒。那天我没有任何可怜自己没有爸爸的想法，因为神已经在我生命中安排了可以与我共享珍贵时光的人，他们是我所爱，很乐意与他们一起跳妇女之舞的人。
Tamara Chamberlain had a reason to dance, not just at her wedding, but all of her growing up years, because even though she never knew her earthly father, she had a heavenly father.
我的助理唐马若，她绝对有理由翩翩起舞，不只是在她的婚礼上，也在她整个成长的过程中。因为他虽然不知道地上的父亲在哪儿，却有一位天上的父亲陪伴着他。
Sometimes the Lord restores relationships like in the case of Bart Millard and his father. But sometimes he steps in to be the father that we never had. No matter your situation, the Lord is in the business of turning our sorrows into joy. Have you thought about this?He can teach even the heaviest heart to sing. And in the end, that's what all of us will be doing.
有时候神会医治我们破损的关系，例如巴尔特·米拉尔德和他父亲的见证。但有时候呢，神会自己成为我们的父亲，来弥补我们没有父亲的缺憾。 无论你的情况如何，神的心意就是要使我们的忧伤变为喜乐。你有没有想过呢？再沉重的心灵，神都能使他们欢畅，我们将来也都要欢畅。
The book of Revelation gives us a preview of the trajectory of our lives as followers of Jesus. Wherever you are in your life right now, however far your hearts may be from anything that even remotely looks like joy, you can know that someday you'll be singing. That's your destination. You're headed to eternal joy. Not just some disembodied general happiness, but a focused joy in the Lord.
启示录给跟随耶稣的人一个对将来的预览。不管你正处于人生的哪个阶段，或你觉得快乐离你有多远，你知道有一天你会欢喜歌唱，那是你的命定。你正走向永恒的喜乐，那不是抽象又笼统的快乐，而是在基督里具体又实在的喜乐。
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all?
被你的荣耀环绕，我的心会是什么感觉？耶稣，我会为你起舞吗？还是因敬畏而肃静？在你面前，我能站立吗？还是会伏伏跪下？我会高唱哈利路亚？我还说得出话吗？
Those are the words of Bart Miller's song, made famous by Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. Bart's father's death started a process of him imagining what he would do when he arrived at his destination. How would his joy be expressed? Would he sing? Would he dance?
刚才呢，是我只能想象这首诗歌的部分歌词。作者是怜悯我乐团的巴尔特·米拉尔德。父亲去世之后呢，他开始想象将来自己回到天家的时候会是怎样的情况，他会怎样表达心中的喜悦，是唱歌吗？还是跳舞呢？
I think it helps to know that the Lord has filled in some of those gaps for us. He's given us a preview of what we will be doing. You can find that in Revelation 4 and 5. There we are. There's the future us. We can look at what we're doing, and we're singing, and we're singing the song the Lord has given us to sing. And it's a two-part song. Two reasons the entire creation is singing to the Lord. Let's look at that song, our song. Let's see what we're singing about, because we really need to start rehearsing now.
关于这部分，我们的知识呢，并不是空白的，因为主已经给了我们预览的画面。启示录第四、第五章说明了将来我们会做的事。到时候我们会一同歌唱，唱的是主耶稣给我们的歌。这首歌有两部曲，也是万有向主歌唱的两个原因。我们来看看这首歌的内容，看看到时候我们要唱些什么，现在就开始预演吧。
This is part one. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Revelation 4:11.
第一部曲在启示录四章十一节。那里说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
The song starts with praise to the Lord for creation. Look around you at the world in which you live. Every single thing in it speaks of his love. One theologian put it this way, there is not a blade of grass, there is no color in this world that is not intended to make us rejoice.The Lord filled the entire creation with a multitude of beauty and goodness, not just for us to enjoy, but to draw us into worship. We were created to worship, The world was created with God at the center, and everything was made to revolve around him, like the planets revolve around the sun.
这首歌一开始就赞美神创造的大功。看看我们身处的这个世界吧，每个被造物都在诉说神的爱。有位神学家这样说，这世界的每一种颜色，每一根青草，都是为了让我们欢乐。神赋予他所造的万物各种不同的美丽与优点，不只是为了让我们愉快，更是要吸引我们来敬拜他。我们被造就是要敬拜神的，这个世界以神为中心而被创造，万物被造是为了围绕着神，就像行星绕着太阳转那样。
Job 38:7, the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. God was talking to Job about the day he made the earth. It was a day of great joy. All the angels were rejoicing and even the stars were singing. We didn't make the world for ourselves. All the diversity, the complexity, the beauty of the world came into being at his word for his praise and for his glory. The Bible is full of images of trees clapping their hands, mountains and hills breaking forth in song, songs of joy. Modern science has expanded our understanding of the universe. We know more about the awesomeness of what God made than all the generations who have lived before.
约伯记38:7，神对约伯说，那时晨星一同歌唱，神的众子也都欢呼。神说的是他创造地球的时候，众天使欢呼，连星星都在歌唱，真是充满欢乐的时刻。我们不应该把这个世界当成自己的，所有的这些多样的变化、复杂的结构和美丽的面貌呢，都来自神话语的权柄，也都为了颂赞神、荣耀神自己。圣经里有不少树木拍手、山岭歌唱的比喻，描绘了欢乐的场面。现代科学的发展让我们对宇宙增加了认识，也使我们比过往的时代更加体会到神创造的大能。
That's the first part of our song. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. But there's also a part two I'd like to share with you.Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders...fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them.To be a kingdom, and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Imagine this. You're seeing a picture of what heaven will be like and is like.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。这是第一部曲，我们来看第二部曲。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就伏伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是众圣徒的祈祷，他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀， 用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。想象一下，在天上就是这个情景，现在和将来都是这样。
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And a loud voice, they were saying, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them, saying, To him who sits on the throne be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们被杀的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见，在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagineWhat my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
李诺身边有一些朋友呢，可以说是非常缺乏安全感的，大多数会是跟成长的经历有关的，有的呢是父母的关系不和谐以至于自己受到伤害，有的呢是自己跟父母的关系一直处理就不融洽，当然也有从小就离开父母的。我想这些其实在这个庞大的社会体系当中可以说是常见的了，再加上我们现今这个社会经济发展那么迅速，很多东西呢可以说都是瞬息万变的，难免的人们会因为这些而受到影响，这个影响可能是深入到每个家庭每个人的生命当中的。比如说我们看到很多的留守儿童，还有很多空巢老人，好像我们只能向现实妥协，如果父母不抛下孩子出去打工出去赚钱，可能很难维持整个家庭的生存，如果儿女不离开自己年迈的父母出去闯荡，那也有可能将来有一天不仅自己没有办法过好自己的生活，甚至也没有办法去照顾自己年迈的父母。这些是我们在这个社会生存的时候呢往往会遇到一些非常直接的，可以说是非常扎心的问题。那也许有朋友就说了，当我面对这些苦难这些困境的时候，上帝在哪里？上帝不是说爱我吗？上帝不是说视我为宝贝吗？他为什么不管我呢？在今天节目中，塔玛若的回复，我想可能给部分的朋友一些的启发。生活的美满，内心的满足，不是外在的形式给予你的，而是要你内心发出那个满足。朋友，你知道吗？耶稣基督在圣经当中说道，你们在世上有苦难，但在我里面有平安。 因为我已胜了这个世界。也许朋友你曾经经历过一些失望或者是一些挫折，你在那个环境当中经历了许多别人不能理解的痛苦，后来你靠着自己的能力站起来了，可能暗暗地对自己说，我再也不要体验这种痛苦了，或者你对自己说，我要发愤图强，我要努力，我永远要摆脱这种困难的光景。但是很多时候真的不是我们努努力或者说我们愿意拼搏就可以保证自己再也不承受那些痛苦或者伤害的。有人说，谁也不知道明天和意外哪个先来到，我们需要有危机意识，这一点是没有错的。但李诺觉得我们更重要的是心里有盼望，这个盼望不是财务自由能给我们的，这个盼望也不是位高权重可以给我们的，因为我们看到太多在金钱、在地位、在名誉各方面都非常成功的人士，最后的光景却真的是让人非常惋惜的。我盼望朋友你能够发现生命的盼望是来自上帝，来自耶稣基督的。就像我们不断在分享到的，无论是巴尔特·米拉尔德，又或者今天分享到查尔斯的助理塔玛若一样，在他们的生命当中有一样是不可取代的，那就是耶稣基督。相信耶稣是一件很容易的事情，但是却是一个不容易的过程。我们需要经历一个过程，我们需要不断地去体验神的恩典、神的祝福、神的怜悯，甚至神的公义。但是我相信，当我们愿意主动地去寻求上帝的时候，他一定会亲自参与到我们的生命当中，来亲自带领我们人生的道路和方向。It's worth looking our way. We are free in ways that we never should.欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你内心的感受或者你的需要。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。